Ardmore, Pennsylvania, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. This audio recording was updated on the 24th of January, 2013, by the user MonocleChopAt123. Ardmore is a census-designated place in Delaware and Montgomery counties in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. The population was 12,455 at the 2010 census. The community of Ardmore is a suburb on the west side of Philadelphia, within Lower Merion Township in Montgomery County, and Haverford Township in Delaware County. Originally named Athensville in 1853, the community and its railroad station were renamed Ardmore in 1873 by the Pennsylvania Railroad, on whose main line west out of Philadelphia, Ardmore sits at milepost 8.5. According to the United States Census Bureau, the census-designated place has a total area of 1.9 square miles, or 4.9 square kilometers. Ardmore is adjacent to Wynnewood East, Haverford West, Gladwin North, and Havertown South. Residents of Southeast Ardmore and Wynnewood cooperate as the Ardwood Civic Association. The Ardmore Progressive Civic Association serves the historically black section of Ardmore, bordered by Ardwood Civic Association, Haverford College, Montgomery Avenue, and the Montgomery-Delaware County line. The North Ardmore Civic Association represents residents of North Ardmore and Wynnewood, north of Montgomery Avenue. The South Ardmore Betterment Alliance is a community group in the southern, or Haverford Township, portion of Ardmore which organizes various community activities. Ardmore's train station is served by SEPTA commuter and Amtrak intercity passenger trains. Residents and visitors enjoy several recreation areas, including South Ardmore Park, which is located in neighboring Wynnewood, though many mistake it for Ardmore. Suburban Square, opened in 1928, is one of the earliest shopping centers in the United States, and it is located adjacent to the Ardmore train station. Ardmore contains the nation's first suburban branch of a major department store, the former Strawbridges, which opened in 1930, the former Suburban Movie Theater, now American Eagle Outfitters, the newly relocated Ardmore Farmers Market, an Apple store, and the usual selection of mall shops. Other landmarks within the Ardmore Progressive Civic Association borders include the Ardmore Post Office and Ardmore Public Library on South Ardmore Avenue, the Ardmore Ice Skating Club on Greenfield Avenue, a public swimming pool, related tennis and basketball courts, the community center, known as The Shack, and two senior housing projects. Other landmarks historically associated with Ardmore include the Auto Car Manufacturing Company, an important manufacturer of trucks and jeeps during the World Wars, once located on Lancaster Pike on the site of the current Ardmore West Shopping Center, which burned down in a famous fire in 1956. The Ardmore Theater on Lancaster Pike, now the Philadelphia Sports Club, Harrison's Department Store on the north side of Lancaster Pike across from the theater, Mad's Record Shop, the Marion Art Center, the Pennywise Thrift Shop of Jefferson Medical College, Lyons Hardware Store on Rittenhouse Place, Rittenhouse Electric, also on Rittenhouse Place, H-Alone Cleaners at Lancaster and Greenfield, and luxury travel company Swain Tours. Two sites located in the Haverford Township section of Ardmore are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. They are the Marion Golf Club and the Pont Redding House. As of the 2000 census, there were 12,616 people, 5,529 households, and 3,129 families residing in Ardmore. The population density was 6,588.5 people per square mile, or 2,550.3 people per square kilometer. There were 5,711 housing units at the average density of 2,982.5 square miles, or 1,154.5 square kilometers. The racial makeup of the census-designated place was 83.51% white, 11.47% African American, 0.12% Native American, 2.58% Asian, 0.13% Pacific Islander, and 0.59% from other races. 1.60% were from two or more races. Hispanic or Latino of any race were 2.05% of the population. There were 5,529 households, out of which 23.9% included children under the age of 18, 43.0% were married couples living together, 10.7% had a female householder with no husband present, and 43.4% were non-families. 34.7% of all households were made up of individuals, and 12.5% had someone living alone who was 65 years of age or older. The average household size was 2.27, and the average family size was 2.98. In the CDP, the population was spread out with 20.3% under the age of 18, 7.5% from 18 to 24, 32.1% from 25 to 43, 23.1% from 45 to 64, and 17% were over 65. The median age was 38 years. For every 100 females, there were 86.9 males. For every 100 females 18 and over, there were 84.9 males. The median income for a household in the CDP was $60,966, and the median income for a family was $75,828. Males had a median income of $46,920 versus $40,802 for females. The per capita income for the CDP was $36,111. About 2.4% of families and 4.9% of the population were living below the national poverty line, including 3.1% of those under 18 and 6.2% of those aged 65 and older. Education. Pupils living in the Lower Merion Township portion attend schools in the Lower Merion School District, while pupils living in the Haverford Township portion attend schools in the School District of Haverford Township. Among the many notable graduates of Lower Merion High School in Ardmore are General Henry H. Happ Arnold, 1903, who was a commanding general of the U.S. Army Air Forces in World War II, General Alexander M. Haig, Jr., 1942, the 59th United States Secretary of State James H. Billington, 1946, the Librarian of Congress, and Kobe Bryant, 1996, a professional NBA basketball player. Notable residents include Kobe Bryant, National Basketball Association player, member of the Los Angeles Lakers who went to Lower Merion High School in Ardmore, Henry H. Happ Arnold, commanding general of the United States Air Forces in all theaters throughout World War II, first United States Air Force five-star general, born in Gladwin and graduated from Lower Merion High School in Ardmore, Johnny Christmas, professional lacrosse player with the Philadelphia Wings and Boston Cannons, actress Kate Flannery, plays Meredith on the NBC primetime comedy series The Office, and she grew up in Ardmore, Mark Gerben, the first person to represent the state of Palestine in the World Championships in rowing, grew up in Ardmore. Alexander Haig, the United States Army General, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, and United States Secretary of State, grew up in Bell Kenwood and attended Lower Merion High School in Ardmore. Owen Jones, a U.S. Representative from Pennsylvania, was born in Ardmore. A. Atwater Kent, prominent early radio manufacturer and philanthropist responsible for the creation of the Museum of Philadelphia History on South Street in Center City of Philadelphia. J. Howard Pugh, son of Joseph Newton Pugh, founder of Sun Oil Company. His estate, Knollbrook, is located on a tall hill barely visible above the intersection of Gray's Lane and Mill Creek Road, touching Ardmore, Gladwin, and Haverford. The fictional Lieutenant Joe Cable from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific was also from Ardmore. Eminent domain controversy. Since 2004, Ardmore's business district has been the subject to a hotly contested eminent domain battle. A grassroots organization, the Save Ardmore Coalition, along with local businesses and other civic groups, opposed an eminent domain slash redevelopment program that would likely have involved the demolition of certain historic buildings, and favored preserving those buildings and their commercial use. In March 2006, the Lower Merion Township Board of Commissioners adopted a resolution disavowing the use of eminent domain for the benefit of private redevelopment projects. The Ardmore battle was also instrumental in the programming of the Pennsylvania General Assembly to enact legislation in the 2006 redistricting. The use of eminent domain for private projects. Thank you for listening. This is Wikimedia user Monocle Tap at 123.